for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The government shutdown could roll into the new year as Democrats and President Trump remain at odds over a border wall. On ABC's This Week, Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley says a wall is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
$5 billion is a lot of money. That's 650,000 children attending Head Start. It's 2 million meals a day a year for seniors. And to spend it on a fourth century strategy rather than on stuff that actually improves border security is something we're just not going to do.
Incoming Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday the president now wants a steel-slatted fence with a pointed top, which Democrats are more in line with.
So they have offered us $1.3 billion to build the barrier that we want, but then they go on TV and say there's no money for a wall.
Mulvaney also asserted that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is stalling negotiations to reclaim her role as Speaker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta went on Fox News Sunday to strongly criticize President Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, saying the move sends a terrible message to the United States allies around the globe and threatens the country's national security.
The question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as President of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union praised the president for deciding to pull out of Syria.
It isn't going to be easy to find peace, but leaving our troops there is sort of like a tripwire to a much larger war. The war has every danger every day of becoming an explosive, expansive war, and so I think the president is doing the best thing. He said we weren't going to be for nation building.
Rand was sharply critical of military leaders, including Defense Secretary James Mattis, who he said wanted to continue fighting forever wars without a strategy. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
With the latest now on a drone scare at a British airport, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
British police say the two people initially arrested in connection with a string of drone sightings that brought London's Gatwick Airport to a standstill are innocent. The two, a man and a woman, were released on Sunday without charges, and police say they did cooperate fully. Whoever operated the drones, apparently still at large. The investigation continues, the airport offering a reward of over $60,000 for information leading to an arrest or arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An update now on that tsunami that struck Indonesia. Simon Boxall, a principal teaching fellow at the University of Southampton's National Oceanography Center, said the tsunami would have been difficult to anticipate.
The problem is it occurred during a high tide, a high spring tide, which means that the water levels were already very, very high. There was very little warning. It would have only taken about 10 minutes for the tsunami to hit the coast to the west. It took about an hour to hit it to the east, but even so, there's still very little time to get a warning out.
The tsunami has left over 220 people dead and more than 800 others injured or missing. Houses, hotels, and other beachside buildings were smashed by the waves amid the Christmas holiday weekend. DC Comics' Aquaman was able to top Mary Poppins' returns at the box office over the weekend, taking in an estimated $72.1 million in the U.S. and Canada. The Poppins movie took in $31 million since opening Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.